Let us pray. Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no cares can destroy, be there at our awakening and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, Lord, at the break of the day. Amen. They were all dressed in their finery. In fact, they started at about 3:30 or so to get ready for dinner, which began at 6. Takes lots of time when you're in high school to get ready for a big shindig. They had a big fancy dinner, and then after their big fancy dinner, they all went to the Christmas tree and got their pictures taken with each other, and then they made the procession over to the chapel. It was New Year's Eve. It's a tradition that has gone on for 40 years. In the mountains of western North Carolina. And as they come in, the music's playing, and there's this great sense of joy and excitement. The spirit is clear and fills the room. As the person who presides and then preaches to this group, it's always this place of, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to be taken over by this tidal wave of adolescence energy. And then comes that moment. That moment after I stand in front of them when we do this great blessing of this response back and forth, and I yell a blessing to them and they yell it back to me, and then the music begins and they all run as fast as they can from their pews to the altar. Not very Anglican, huh? Right? Right? And my internal altar guild is all of a sudden freaking out. There's candles up. There's all these things up there. And they run to the altar. And they start singing this African tune called Tumamina. And they get to this point in this song where it says, Lord, I want to go. I want to go with you. And they're like this great liturgical mosh pit all around the altar, jumping up and down. Lord, I want to go. I want to go with you. And I always go back that way and look this way up at the altar and watch this 150 high school students yelling, screaming at the top of their lungs, Lord, I want to go. And I have this moment of, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I'm not talking about the candles or the rest of the holy hardware, right? I'm thinking about our world. Our young people live in a very challenged world. It's not easy to be a high school kid these days. Not easy to be a kid at all. It's hard to be faithful. It's hard just to make your way often in our world. And I'll tell you, as a bishop, each and every time I end up in a congregation, a faith community, and I've got the leadership sitting around in a basement somewhere, inevitably at some point someone's going to say, the church is going to die, right? Because there are no young people. And I just want to run to the altar and start singing, Lord, I want to go. Because I want them to know that there are passionate young people who are ever hopeful, who are filled with faith. They leave that place, a community of hope, like million lights of love out in the world. And I know our world is a better place because of that hope that they bring. It's cold. It's smelly. It's wet. It's been a long, long journey. All because of an oppressive regime. A regime that wants us to come and register so they'll know all of us and who we are. There are no making reservations in advance. There's no place to sign up early. We had to go. We had to register. And now here it is. It's come time for the birth. And there's no place, right? No place. And so here it is, happening in this place, in this moment, in a world that's filled with all sorts of oppression and challenges. A world which is the last place you want to be if you're not on the right side of things. And then in the midst of all of that, in the midst of all of that, all of a sudden you hear these words, or at least we believe we sing these words now. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in that dark street shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And all of a sudden, the world changes from feeling a great sense of fear from the oppression and all that is around you. And all of a sudden, under the bright star, not only is a babe born, but a community of hope is formed and shaped there. That which they have experienced is not the end. And through that community of hope, all of a sudden they're sent forth to be that light of love in the world. And here you are tonight. Here we all are tonight. In a world that often feels these days more divided than ever, more angry than ever, more conflicted than ever, a world that feels incredibly uncertain, never knowing if you're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time because there is no right place. So it's hard not to live in a sense of fear. Hard not to live with a sense of what is going to happen next. And yet you're here this night. You're here this night because you've been here before. Maybe as a child. Maybe you were here last night at Lessons in Carol. Maybe you're here every Sunday. Or maybe you're here for the first time. But something drew you here to this community, to this night. Because this is a community of hope. This is a community that wants to state very clearly, regardless of the challenges of what is out and present in the world, we will be a community of hope. We will be a community of hope. We will not let the darkness overtake us. We will be a community of hope. So we gather this night on the most hopeful night. Hope. It sounds nice, doesn't it? Wonderful, loving, ah, gee, hope. Well, that's not the hope I'm talking about. The hope I'm talking about, a pastor, a preacher, an author, a leader, John Maxwell says this. It's the kind of hope that shines brightest when the hour is darkest, that motivates us when discouragement comes, that energizes the body when we're tired, a hope that sweetens when the bitterness bites, a hope that sings when melodies are gone, one that believes when the evidence is eliminated that you are still hopeful, one that listens to answers when no one is talking, a hope that climbs over obstacles when no one is helping, endures hardship when no one is caring, a hope that smiles confidently when no one else is laughing. And a hope which reaches for answers when no one else is asking. A hope that dares to give when no one is sharing. That is the true hope we are called to this night. This silent night when we gather here, we're called to be those folks of hopefulness. We're called, we proclaim that the darkness will not overcome us, that we will live in the faith that believes that the light and life will lead us forward. And that's why we're here. We're a community of hope. We want to believe that hopefulness will carry us forth. It's a special evening, isn't it? It's beautiful. The music sounds great. You all look great, right? It's a good evening. It's good to be here. It's good to be a part of this. Where else would you want to be, right? It's nice to be here. But here's the thing. It's good to be here on this night and to hear your bishop talk about being a community of hope. But communities of hope don't just happen. They come together because people commit themselves to be that community of hope, not only here but in our lives. It can't be just a one-off, a gathering just at this point, but it has to be a life. One of my favorite theologians, also known as my college-age son, often tells his campers on the last night of camp. If you've been to camp, you know what the last night of camp is like. There's this sadness. It's all over. I'll never see you again. And you hear campers say, I love camp because it's my best self, right? I love Christmas because it's our best self, right? But what he says to them is, how about your camp self becomes your everyday self? So what about if our hopeful self, our Christmas self, this night becomes our everyday? Because here's the thing, my friends. If we are not going to be the people of hope, if we're not going to be the ones who proclaim this, who is going to do that? Who will do that if we do not? The thing is, when we stop doing that, we start sending a message that we've given up. And here's the thing. God has not given up on us. So surely, let's not give up on God. Let's not give up on God. Let's be those people of hope. Let's surround ourselves with people and experiences and places and be those hopeful folks to bring that message of light and love to the world. Paul sums it up best to that community in Rome. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May it be so this night. May it be so this night. Let us go forth from here being a community of hope and bring in the light and love of this evening to all those we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.